A senseless accidental death often spurs those left behind to take action. The husband of a woman who drowned using a full face mask while snorkeling on vacation in Hawaii is now trying to prevent the same fate for others. Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has the reality check. Good morning. Aloha.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Tell us the story of how this woman found this mask on Amazon, thought it was a great thing, even practiced with it, and still she wound up dead.
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. Well, she had been planning a trip to the Big Island last fall when she came across this mask online on Amazon, found it, got it, tried it out in the local pool. Things were going well. Took it with her over to the Big Island to go snorkeling with some longtime friends there. And, yeah, within an hour or so after that, she had passed away.
Is there any evidence to suggest that there was something wrong with her mask or this type of mask because it covers the full face, both nose and mouth, was dangerous?
There's two parts to that in response. It's hard to know if anything was wrong with her mask itself because it went missing somewhere between when she was pulled out of the water and when she was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital in Hilo. But if you look at the reviews online of the same mask, there's a lot of things that seem to be going wrong with this mask. There's CO2 buildup that some people have reported causing them to, you know, feel like they might pass out. There's things like that. There's difficulty breathing through it because of the valve sometimes, apparently, anyway, malfunctioning. So different items.
Is there any type of regulation that would have prevented a mask like this from being put out on the market?
Well, the husband, Guy Cooper, what he's hoping might be able to come from this is the county agencies, state agencies working together to create a database of sorts or build on an existing database, really, by just adding another category that would log the type of equipment used in a drowning or near-drowning incident so that then perhaps you could look and compile and look for trends emerging, you know, trends like that, that kind of the way we do for a faulty airbag in a car or truck.
That still puts the burden on the consumer to go ahead and do that. And maybe some would say that would be appropriate to make sure that what you're going to use and put a mask over your face like that is safe. But is there anything else that would be a mitigating factor in maybe getting these things off the market?
Not that I'm aware of, other than just continuing to try to compile the data.
So it looks like this man is trying to work through his grief and whatever positive way he can by helping others, hopefully, to understand some of the difficulties with this and maybe not to purchase it altogether.
Exactly.
All right, Nathan, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Nathan Eagle joined us today from Civil Beat with a reality check.